So, Robin, please tell me a little bit about your role concerned or related to the world of learning.
Okay. Well, I've been chair of the World of Learning. This is the third year that I've chaired the World of Learning conference. So my job is to do kind of continuity and connections between all the sessions and make sure everybody knows where they're going and when. But obviously, of course, the 2 days is not just the role. The role is actually putting together the whole conference with the team who book all the speakers and make sure that everything happens at the NEC on time. But fundamentally, what we're looking at is responding to what's going on in the world of learning and development, what's coming back to us from previous delegates to the conference, what are the areas of interest that we have. We have a database of several hundred that we send a questionnaire out to every year and pull together the themes that we want to explore in the conference. And this year, there were a lot of feedback around the idea of how do we really link the whole learning and development piece to development of competence and capability in the workplace. How do we make this transition from just a classroom-based activity to something which is much more part of the real world, linked to where people are, how people are actually doing their jobs in practice? And I think we managed to pull together a bunch of speakers there. I was very pleased to see the lineup that we had this year, that people really engaged with the pragmatic side of that work. So it wasn't all about, funky new technology that many of us are not going to see for several years. And it wasn't also about things which could happen, but haven't yet and haven't proven themselves to have any benefit. It was all about real stuff that people had done, which showed that there isn't a real binary way of thinking about learning and development anymore. It's not this is good, that's bad. It's not the old way has to be completely stopped and the new way has to be embraced immediately. It's a case of it's this stuff that we've been doing for years, and it can be improved by adding some of these things. And I think that idea of not either or, but and, was the key message for me from the whole conference.
And it was also about, hey, this worked in my situation or in this specific situation. That's what I like.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the people who come along to the conference are smart enough to be able to pull from those experiences, those case studies, those examples, the things which resonate with the way that their organization works or their practice rolls out. And are able to then say, well, I could try a bit of that, or I could combine that idea with this idea that I've already had and synthesize that to create something new and wonderful. And I hope that's what people got from it.
Okay, was my first time at the World of Learning, so I really liked it. So is this typical for a program at World of Learning, the conference, like this?
I hope so. I mean, I think we're getting better at it. I mean, good heavens, this conference has been going for almost a quarter of a century, so we ought to be getting good at it by now. But I do think that the conference slightly lost its way for a while, and we got a lot of people who were talking about the next big thing, but they weren't really kind of pragmatically focused on how this works in practice. And my big thing about the World of Learning conference is that, unlike some other conferences which have a particular technology theme or they have a particular futurist theme or whatever, this is really about quite a pragmatic audience. These are the doers. These are people who the rest of the week after the conference were probably standing next to a PowerPoint slide deck with a flip chart in the corner with a group of people in the classroom, or they were writing some e-learning, or they were speaking to managers about a new intervention or a new implementation that was coming down the track. And I think that real support for the people who have to then go and do something with the things that we talked about, I think that's really important, that we give people, instantly things that they can start to think about and change and do differently within their own workplace. And that's what World of Learning has always been about from my perspective.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a nice one, the pragmatic part, but it's also quite broad. Huh? There were very different angles, different topics to be discussed, and from very different people, different contexts.
Sure, sure. And I mean, I think it was important that we talked about, you know, leadership development for experienced leaders, and we also talked about apprenticeships.
Yeah.
And we talked about bringing people straight out of college, straight out of school, into the workplace. What? How does that work? But we also talked about how do we support seasoned managers? How do we support people who are maybe making that transition through the organization or even transitioning out of the organization? Because quite a lot of people have got challenges within their organizations now, of a load of people, you know, around about my age, who are starting to come down to retirement and think, yeah. Well, you know, what are we going to do after we've lost that knowledge, that memory that the organization holds? How can we harness those skills, that experience now while we still have these people around? You know, so both ends of the spectrum, but all real issues that people have to deal with now.
Yeah. Okay, and so you are involved in the preparation, and also during the 2 days, you are at the majority of the sessions. From your overview, you already told me, hey, this idea of thinking not or but thinking and, eh? that was one of the core messages. Can you come up with some additional core things that you think, hey, these were very important messages from different sessions combined to, let's say, your top three?
Yeah, I mean, I think well, you mentioned the kind of rather than either or, it becomes and. I mean, that was a big message from Franz Trompenaar's session.
Yeah, so to start with.
He started the whole conference with that really powerful message about it's not binary thinking anymore. And I think if you think about some of the things which carried on from that, so, you know, Nick Shackleton-Jones talking about resources, not courses, I thought was a great session, because he actually said, it's the first time I've heard him say this around his belief in resources, not courses, and unlearning. Two ideas really. The first is that we need to reduce the amount of learning which is required by simplifying the way things work, and we can use technology to do that in some cases. And he cited the idea that the big disruptor in taxi firms isn't Uber. The big disruptor is GPS, and the idea that people don't need to learn how to navigate a particular city because you've now got a tool that does that, but it's not a learning tool. It's a performance support tool. It's a performance aid. So there's that idea. But he also started to talk about this idea of that there are topics within organizations where the people who need to learn things really care about that topic. They really want to develop their skills. They really believe it's important. And in those cases, you can use resources to support people to do the things that they're doing already. But where people don't care, he talked about care more and care less. And where people care less, then you need experiences and stories to convince people that that's the process that they're going through. Yeah. And I think Jeff Stead picked up on that issue very, very well in terms of organizing a festival, not being a film director. So becoming a festival organizer where you give people choices, but you're making things available to people. And some of those, you know, perish the thought. Some of those might be courses. Yeah. Because actually, I quite like courses still, and I still want them to exist. I don't think they're a silver bullet. I don't think they're the answer to all the problems that learning and development tries to resolve within the organizations with whom it works. But they are important. So they're part of our kit bag. They're part of our tool set. And we need to keep using them. But Jeff was very clear. I also loved his idea that, you know, you've got to beat Google.
Yeah.
And you've got to be the person within the organization or the function within the organization that people naturally turn to for help. Google offers no competitive advantage. We can all Google stuff. Nick Shackleton-Jones was talking about this idea of moving from courses to resources. And the resources idea is interesting, but for the first time, I think what Nick said was that there is a need to recognize where people are in relation to the particular topic which you are hoping that they will learn about. And he said that some people are really, really enthusiastic about a topic. They care a lot about it. It resonates with their values, with where they want to take things in the organization. And in those cases, resources, dead easy. Great. Give them resources, they'll get on and learn it. And at the same time, remove some of the requirement to learn things by smart process design. So his argument is that the revolution in taxi services is not caused by somebody like Uber or Lyft. It's caused by GPS.
Yeah.
A tool which is not a learning tool, but a tool which enables people to do things which previously were the preserve of experts. So there's an element there which I would take some issues with, but I get it. I fundamentally get it, which is that if we design our organization well, design the way that work happens well and technology can help us, we don't need people to learn quite so much stuff. But then what he also said is, as well as the care more group, there is a care less group, which is when we just have people that we have to get them to be able to do things. We have to teach them how to do certain stuff. And in those cases, resources ain't going to crack the problem. We're not going to be able to just give people a load of information and say, learn yourself, because they don't care about what we're trying to teach them. We've got to have some process there. And that's experiences and stories, and it's helping people to understand what it is about. And I think, you know, Jeff Stead talked about this stuff as well later in the day when he talked about beating Google and being the place where individuals turn to for resolution to their problems, where they've got questions, they turn inside the organization.
Yeah.
To harness the memory of the organization, the knowledge which the organization has built up. But he also talked about this idea of not being a film director, not trying to direct what everybody does, but to be a festival organizer. The idea of giving people opportunity to just stumble across things. You know, we've all been to festivals, well, many of us have been to festivals at some times, where we've wandered into a tent somewhere and found this fantastic band that we didn't even know about. Well, that's the same stuff. It's this idea of we want to create the tents that people can wander into and trip over something exciting and unusual and new to them, which maybe creates a whole new way of thinking for them. If you think about what happened in day two, we had some great ideas there around culture, around the idea of change, around unlearning, about unlocking change within organizations. And I think that particularly came together for me within some of the stuff that where people were quoting, you know, the Towards Maturity reports about how is it that organizations want to learn, that individuals want to learn, what are the top deck organizations doing, what are the people, the rest of us doing, if you will, and how can we emulate the top deck?
Yeah.
And sometimes that is about, you know, just taking a leap and having a go at something which is new and different and unusual, and just trying things out, maybe on a small scale at first. Maybe it's just a tiny, tiny little group, one cohort or one department or one team that we want to work with. But trying those things out in order to see whether or not this approach works, feels comfortable, works within your organizational culture, is something that you do something with. And then realistically, it comes down to some of the things that other people were talking about around curation.
Yeah.
We don't have to create all the resources for people. We can just build some stuff which acts as a placeholder, and we can point people at other things that are out there. But then where our knowledge comes in is when we're asking people to think about that within a particular context. So we're saying, okay, so what does this mean for us as an organization within this area, within that area, in that situation, dealing with that dilemma or that challenge that we have? And I think being able to pull all of that stuff together is really important for learning and development professionals, because we're no longer just people who stand up next to a flip chart, next to a PowerPoint slide deck, and tell people stuff.
Yeah.
You know, we're now much more about how do we enable people to discover, to find out, to learn for themselves, to change their own behavior. And our job in part is twofold. It's to create those opportunities. But it's also, and this is a bit sometimes that we forget and we feel uncomfortable about, it's also about setting standards. It's also about recognizing that this is what good looks like.
Okay.
And we want to be good.
Yeah.
Not just ordinary.
Okay, and to do so, experiment, learn ourselves, challenge ourselves is an important one. I can hear you say, looking at the
and
top
go
deck.
And talk to the people who do the job well.
Yeah.
You know, let's find out from within our own organization, peak performers, people who really got their stuff together, and say, hey, how did you do that? What's going on? Can I just watch you for an hour? Or can I learn how you do this stuff? Can I distill your experience and your knowledge and share it with other people in the organization? Because that's how we get the idea of standards as well. What makes our organization unique is the fact that people within it do things in a certain way. Can we bottle that and make it available to the rest of the organization?
Yeah, great. So next opportunity for people who say, hey, this sounds really good. I need to be at World of Learning also once in the future, maybe not once, but even more. Next year, around the same time?
Next year, same place. Yeah, it's going to be autumn. I don't have the dates in front of me, but it's going to be autumn 2018. It's going to be at the National Exhibition Centre in Birmingham, which is actually relatively easy for people to get to, I hope. And it's going to be another lineup where we look at the pragmatic side of learning and development and how people do things differently and do different things.
Okay, great. So everybody is invited to join, I guess.
Absolutely. Everybody is invited to join, yes.
Okay.
They certainly are.
Okay. Thank you so much, Robin, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Yeah, ciao, mate. See you later.
Bye.